ABC Radio Australia.
There are now 153 COVID cases in PNG after 39 new cases were announced yesterday. 37 of these new cases were in the National Capital District, one in West Sepik, it's first recorded in the province, and one in Western Province. And out of the 2,333 tests conducted in the past 20 days, 141 have tested positive. Here's Prime Minister James Marape talking about testing after his talks with the Australian PM yesterday.
Despite us trying to contain the tests, all in all, ran up to almost 10,000 tests. And 10,000 tests against a population of 8 million, it's like finding a needle in a haystack, so to speak.
This comes as workers at the Rita Flynn Isolation Centre in the National Capital District have gone on strike over non-payment salaries. But while the focus has largely been on the growing clusters in the capital Port Moresby, the numbers are also increasing in the Western Province. And it's heightening concerns amongst many health workers in remote parts of that province that they're not appropriately equipped with personal protective gear. But that's just one issue causing them anxiety. The other is a lack of funding that's seen them almost walk off the job entirely, as Bethany Harriman reports.
Rumgene Hospital is a 30-minute, somewhat bumpy drive from the port town of Kyunga in PNG's Far East. It's a rural hospital with 60 beds and serves at least three PNG villages close to the Indonesian border. They're on high alert being so close to the border with Papua Province, which now has more than 3,000 confirmed cases. The border has been closed officially, but there has already been several COVID-19 cases confirmed on the PNG side in Western Province, and it's been seen by the government as a weak spot. Dr. Kevin Pondikau is the only doctor stationed at the Rumgene Hospital. He says they've been relying heavily on help from overseas to prepare.
Coming up to Rumgene, we've been working with Australian Doctors International. So Australian Doctors International, over the past 6 months, they've been mailing masks and hand sanitizers, posters up to us regularly, thermometers, blood pressure machines, some things for malnutrition as well.
But Dr. Pondikau says health workers need more personal protective equipment to carry out their jobs. He says the Kyunga District Hospital has a supply of PPE, but it can't share it. Dr. Pondikau says it would be good to have them just in case, given their proximity to the border.
The testing kits and the Genex machine is in Kyunga, but we haven't seen a spike in respiratory cases.
In the PNG capital, more than a dozen health workers have tested positive for the virus, which isn't uncommon. Global research has found that compared to the general community, frontline health workers are at an increased risk of contracting COVID-19. Despite the possible risks, though, for Dr. Pondikau, there is a bigger problem he's worried about.
The hospital has been on scale down, so we've been scaling down because we had some problems with funding.
He claims that hospital staff hadn't been paid for almost 7 weeks until a fortnight ago.
So then we went 6 weeks with no pay, and we just got paid, I think, 2 weeks ago. The bigger issue for the Christian Health Service, which runs the majority of health facilities around the country in remote Papua New Guinea, is the situation on the pay. But I think the government has released the funds, but I haven't seen the document.
Like many health clinics around PNG, the Rumgene Hospital is a church-run facility, but its costs are meant to be covered by the PNG government. There have been reports in recent weeks that funding had been delayed and even cut to the 500 facilities the Christian Health Services operates. Japilis Kayok heads the Christian Health Services and had earlier threatened the government to pay up or they'd be forced to stop providing certain services.
It was by July, June the latest, on the end of June, and July when we saw that we couldn't go any further. There were about 4 to 5 months of fortnights missed, and so we called upon the government to seriously take considerations of our call to respond to those particular months that our funding did not come. And on the 31st of July, we issued a notice of stop work and demanded the government to respond.
He says the government has now provided the funding to continue, averting a possible bigger health crisis for now.
When we gave the notice of the partial stop work, the government responded positively. And so on the 30th of July, before the 3rd of August, we lifted the partial stop work notice. And as I'm speaking today with you, we gave out the notice to all our agencies within the country to open up for full services. At this juncture, when we are going through other issues of maintaining routine services plus addressing the coronavirus, for critical services, we'd like to maintain that we are the best partner to the government.
That was Japilis Kayok from Christian Health Services in PNG, ending that report from Bethany Harriman. And a reminder, if you are in PNG and you're experiencing any flu-like illness, that might be a fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, or you're finding it difficult to breathe, then you can call the toll-free COVID hotline. The number is 1-800-200. That's 1-800-200.